Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 240, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 240. Fear is not justified in any form. Fear is deception. It attests that you have seen yourself as you could never be, and therefore look upon a world which is impossible. Not one thing in this world is true. It does not matter what the form in which it may appear. It witnesses but to your own illusions of yourself. Let us not be deceived today. We are the sons of God. There is no fear in us, for we are each a part of love itself. Father, how foolish are our fears. Would you allow your son to suffer? Give us faith today to recognize your son and set him free. Let us forgive him in your name, that we may understand his holiness and feel the love for him, which is your own as well. Amen. As I contemplate, what is fear? The lesson says it is not justified. But what is fear? Can I be fearful? Am I truly afraid? Fear is a false belief. My true self, when I sit in deep connectedness with self, the truth of who I am, it is obvious that I am not fear, that there is no fear in me. But when I go about my day and I am not as connected to the truth, I fall into the habit of believing fear can be real, that I can be fearful, that this thing, this idea, somehow defines who I am. This is a habit I need to let go of. This habit of believing fear is real, and that it defines me. This fear comes in all different levels of intensity, from mild agitation to breathtaking fear. The whole spectrum of fear is the same. It's not something that defines who I am. The truth is, I am unchanging. And that fear spectrum changes. It's just a false belief. Nothing in this world is real. Whenever I have slipped into fear in whatever form it may come in, it is because I am valuing something that is not real, that is not eternal. The only way to be truly free from fear is to cease to value anything but the eternal. Wow. The only way to be truly free from fear, in whatever form it comes up in, the only way to be truly free from fear is to cease to value anything other than the eternal. love is eternal. I can value the love in everything that comes into my awareness. But I need to let go of valuing anything that is not eternal. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me to have the courage to question what I value and why. Help me to let go of the false belief that fear is real and defines me. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we go with a willingness to let go of everything we think we value. We lay aside everything we think we know, and we come wholly open-handed and open-hearted to a quiet space, willing to be shown what is valuable. Thank you for joining with me in letting go of valuing fear. Namaste.